This morning, I'd like to begin with the Bible quiz.
今朝我开始嘅时候，同大家问一下有些嘅圣经嘅问题。
So it is question time.
所以系问题嘅时间。
A question time on the background knowledge of the Bible.
系有关到圣经背景嘅知识。
To see how much Bible knowledge you have.
睇你认识圣经有几多。
I'll start from the easy ones.
然后开始的时候呢，我问你一些是简单的问题。
And then I'll upgrade the level of difficulty.
然后慢慢呢，我就会升级去到比较困难一点的。
Are you ready to start?
你预备好没啊？
What is the name of God in the Bible?
在圣经里面，神的名字是什么呢？
Stephen, that's easy.
啊。
Yahweh. Yeah?
啊，答得对了， Yahweh.
The name of God in the Bible is Yahweh.
在圣经里面，神的名字是叫雅伟。
Next question.
另一个问题。
How do the Jews call God today?
犹太人怎样称呼神呢？
They don't call him by name.
他们不会用他的名字来称呼神的。
This one, Ernestine can answer.
这个呢， Ernestine 在哪里啊？
Where is Ernestine?
这个小朋友，他可能去了主日学了。
So Ernestine is absent, but her mother is here.
Ernestine 的妈妈呢反而在这里、Adonai.
Adonai is correct, which means Lord or Master.
Adonai 意思是主。
The Jewish people call God by another name.
事实上，犹太人称呼神是用另一个名字的。
Well, actually, it's not a name.
事实上，不是一个名字。
It is a substitute for his name, metonym.
是一个来称呼神的代用词。
When the Jewish people pray, they will say Adonai. When they read the Bible and see the name of God Yahweh, instead they will say Adonai.
当犹太人祷告称呼神的时候，他就称呼主。当他们读圣经的时候，明明看着 Yahweh 的时候，但是他口他会读 Adonai 主。
But at other times, when they talk to one another in a conversation, they will say Hashem.
当彼此交通的时候，就会称呼神 Hashem.
Ha means the. Shem is the Hebrew word for name. Hashem means the name, that name.
Ha 就意思那位， Shem 就是名字的意思。 Hashem 意思就是那位名字。
So they would not call God by his name, Yahweh.
因此他们考虑从来不会称呼神他的自己名字的。
Next group of question.
另一个问题我想问大家。
We are Chinese.
我们是中国人。
Jesus is not Chinese.
耶稣不是中国人。
What race is Jesus?
到底主耶稣他是什么的种族人呢？
Yes, yes, Yvonne. From, well, Israel is the name of the nation, but the name of that people, the race, what race is that?
有人答呢，耶稣咧系以色列，咁咧以色列系一个国家，咁但系佢嘅种族到底系乜嘢呢
？Jews. So Jesus was a Jew.
系犹太人，所以耶稣系一个犹太人。
Approximately what year did Jesus live?
主耶稣在世嘅时候大概系几多年呢
？How many years ago, roughly, did Jesus live?
大概几多年前主耶稣在世上
？Jason the younger.
最小的 Jason， 你知不知啊？
I beg your pardon? 2,000 years ago is right on the dot.
大概是2,000年前。
Good.
非常好。
And where did Jesus live?
耶稣在哪里生活呢？
Well, Israel was the name of the nation he belonged to, but at the time when Jesus lived, the nation of Israel had been destroyed.
耶稣基督的时代，以色列国是灭亡了的。
So what's the name of the place where he lived?
居住的时候，那个地点是什么呢？
I'm looking for answers. Yes, yes.
答案。
Palestine is correct.
是巴勒斯坦，是对的。
In the time of Jesus, what was the language that the Jewish people used from day to day?
耶稣时代的每天用什么语言来沟通呢？
Greek is wrong.
希列文这个答案是错误的。
Greek was one of the official language It's a formal language. But from day to day, when Jewish people talk to each other, Greek was not the language.
在政府官员阶级呢，他们确实是用希腊文。但每天普通平民沟通呢，他们是不是用希腊文的。
What language did the Jewish people use from day to day?
咁到底喺耶稣基督嘅时代，犹太人每天沟通系用乜嘢语言呢
？Aramaic, correct.
啱啦，阿菲答得准啦，系阿兰文。
I wonder whether you have heard of the language Aramaic.
唔知大家有冇听过阿兰文
？A R A M A I C, Aramaic, 阿兰文。
Yeah. 阿兰。
Next question.
另一个问题。
In what language was the Old Testament of the Bible written?
呢一个旧约系用乜嘢语言嚟写嘅咧
？Hebrew is correct.
系用希伯来文写嘅，系对啦。
The language of the Jews.
嗱，旧约圣经咧系确实用犹太人佢嘅母语希伯来文写嘅。
Next group of question.
嗱，我再问另一个问题。
The place of worship for Christians is called church.
基督徒敬拜神的地方叫做教堂。
The place of worship for Muslim is called mosque. Is correct.
系啦，你呢个回教徒咧，佢哋去敬拜神嘅地方咧，叫做清真寺。
Now, the place of worship for the Jews is called synagogue. Is correct.
啲犹太人咧，佢敬拜神嘅地方咧，叫做会堂。
Now comes a more difficult question.
現在我要問一個比較更加困難的問題。
When the Jews gathered to worship, did they or did they not need Bible translations?
當猶太人一會堂敬拜的時候，他們需不需要翻譯呢？
You would need to know quite a bit about Jewish custom to answer this.
你需要認識猶太人那些文化背景，你才能夠答到這個問題。
No idea, huh?
所以有些人覺得不知道。
Every time we gather here to worship God, we need translation.
每次我哋喺呢度相聚嘅时候咧，我哋需要翻译。
We sing songs in two languages.
每次我哋唱诗敬拜神嘅时候咧，我用两个语言。
Why is that?
点解呢
？Why is it if we sing songs only in Chinese, some can't follow?
咁如果全部塞晒中文嘅，有啲咧就唔能够跟住啦。
Because some were born in England, some were born in China.
因为有啲人咧系本土出身嘅，英国出身嘅，但系有啲人咧系喺中国出身嘅。
And some of us know both English and Chinese.
但系有啲人咧，连两种语言咧佢都精通。
When the Jewish people gather to worship, they need Bible translations.
因此，当犹太人敬拜神嘅时候，佢需要系有翻译去明白圣经。
The original Old Testament was written in Hebrew.
舊約聖經是用希伯來文寫的。
But later on, they had two other kinds of translations.
後來漸漸呢就有兩個翻譯本了。
There are Aramaic translations of the Bible called Targum.
用阿蘭文翻譯舊約聖經嗰個版本叫做 Targum.
There are Greek translations of the Bible called LXX.
另一個呢用希臘文的翻譯本呢叫做 LXX.
In fact, besides LXX, there are two other Greek translations of the Old Testament.
事實上，除了 LXX 的翻譯本之外，還有兩本是不同的翻譯本。
One Greek translation is called Theodotion.
一個翻譯本呢，叫做 Theodotion.
Another one is Aquila.
第二個翻譯本呢，叫 Aquila.
But the most famous Greek translation of the Jewish Bible is called LXX.
但是最通用是叫做 LXX, 是用
Why am I starting my lesson today with a Bible quiz?
到底我讲咁长番嘅语言，又问大家问题，到底目的如何呢
？Let's turn open the Gospel of John, chapter 1.
请大家打开约翰福音第一章。
I will read from Gospel of John, chapter 1, first 1 to first 18.
从第一节到第十八节。
I will read verse 1 to 18 in English, and then I'll ask Pastor Lucy to read Chinese.First 1 to first 13 to save time.
牧師咧就會用英文由第一節讀到第十八節，之後我會用中文讀第一至到十三節。
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being by him, And apart from him, nothing came into being that has come into being. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. There came a man sent from God, whose name was John. He came for a witness, that he might bear witness for the light, that all might believe through him. He was not the light, but came that he might bear witness to the light. There was the true light, which, coming into the world, enlightens every man. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own people, and those who were his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, even to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. Verse 14. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, glory as the only begotten from the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness of him and cried out, saying, "This was he of whom I said, 'He who comes after me has a higher rank than I, for he existed before me.' For of his fullness we have all received grace upon grace. For the law, the Torah, was given through Moses. Grace and truth were realized through Jesus Christ. No man has seen God at any given time. The only begotten Son, who is in the bosom of the Father, he has explained him."
约福音第一章一至十三节，太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神，这道太初与神同在。万物是藉着他做的，凡被造的没有一样不是藉着他做的。生命在他里头，这生命就是人的光，光照在黑暗里，黑暗却不接受光。有一个人是从神那里差来的，名叫约翰。这人来为要作见证，就是为光作见证，叫众人因他可以信。他不是那光，乃是要为光作见证。那光是真光，照亮一切生在世上的人。他在世界，世界也是藉着他做的，世界却不认识他。他到自己的地方来，自己的人倒不接待他。凡接待他的，就是信他名的人，他就赐他们权柄作神的儿女。这等人不是从血气生的，不是从情欲生的，也不是从人意生的，乃是从神生的。
The Gospel of John is the good news that God has prepared for mankind.
约翰福音是神预备给我们一个的好好的消息，福音。
And chapter 1 of John is the opening of the Gospel.
约翰福音第一章呢，就是福音的前序。
And verse 1 says, In the beginning was the Word.
第一节说到，太初有道。
What is the Word?What does the word represent?
到底这个道是指什么呢?道是代表什么呢?
And if the word represents a person, who is the person?
如果这个道是代表一个人,到底这个人物是什么呢?
Why opens the gospel in this unusual way?
为什么开始这个福音用这样来去讲述呢?
Now,The word occurs in verse 1 and then in verse 14.
道在第一节出现，也都在十四节也都出现。
So the entire prologue, verse 1 to 18, is about the word.
因此，这十八节的前序呢，全部是有关道。
In verse 14, he says, And the word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we saw his glory, glory as of the only begotten from the Father, full of grace and truth.
第十四节说到，道成了肉身，住在我们中间，充充满满地，有恩典，有真理，我们也见过他的荣光， 正是父独生子的荣光。
What or who does the word represent?
到底这个道是代表什么和代表哪一位呢？
What is the message of our text today?
到底今天的信息是什么呢？
Well, to understand what the word is, you need historical background of the Bible.
要明白这个字道，必须明白这个历史的背景。
I mentioned to you last lesson that the ancient Bibles did not have chapter verse numbering system that we do.
上次的讲道我已经同你提及，旧圣经里面是没有分章节的。
The chapter verse numbering system was a later invention.
章节是以后才开始有的。
For the Jews to refer to a certain book of the Bible, they would mention the first word of a whole book.
当犹太人要讲到底哪本书是想讲的呢，通常是那本书头一句就是成为那本书的名字。
The first book of the Bible, the book of Genesis, have these as the opening words. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth.
创世纪有以下开场的字眼，太初神创造天地。
In the original Hebrew, in the beginning is but one word, Bereshit.
起初这个字眼呢，希伯来文来叫做 Bereshit, Bereshit.
So, when the Gospel of John opens with the word in the beginning, it is a reference to Genesis chapter 1.
约翰福音太初有道，这个太初事实上是指向创世纪的起初。
This is the first hint that our text today has to do with Genesis chapter 1.
因此约翰福音是基于创世纪第一章。
The words in the beginning occurs a second time in verse 2.
在第二节里面，约翰福音第二节，太初这个字再一次的出现。
He was in the beginning with God.
道，太初与神同在。
Verse 3, all things came into being by him, and apart from him, nothing came into being that has come into being.
第三节说到，万物是藉他做的，凡被做的，没有一样不是藉他做的。
This is a third indication that this text is referring to Genesis chapter 1.
一路这么讲的时候，事实上约翰他是给我们带回去看创世纪第一章的。
Genesis chapter 1 is about how Yahweh God created the universe and humankind by his word.
创世纪第一章很清楚告诉他们，Yahweh神透过他的话语创造天地。
So here, verse 1, verse 2, verse 3 are all indications that we are talking about Genesis chapter 1.
因此约翰福音一二三节全部是指向创世纪第一章。
This should give enough hint that the word refers to the Creator.
因此已经有足够的提示告诉我们，道是神这个创造主。
But if the writer wants to talk about the Creator, why doesn't he mention his name?
问题就是，如果作者提示我们有关这个创造主，为什么他不提创造主的名字，反而用这个道呢？
This is where you need background knowledge of the Bible.
因此真的要需要背景知识来帮助你明白。
Now, if you have a bookmark, stay on this important page.
现在大家就用条丝带贴住《约翰福音》第一章，一阵我们会翻转头看的。
Let us turn to the Old Testament section of the Bible.
我们就转向旧约。
To the book of Exodus, chapter 3, verse 15.
出埃及记第三章十五节。
Maybe I should start from verse 13.
甚至第十三节读。
To save time, let's read in Chinese 13 to 15.
嗱，我哋用中文嚟读第十三节。摩西对神说：我到以色列人那里，对他们说：你们祖宗的神打发我到你们那里去。他们若问我说他叫什么名字，我要对他们说什么呢？神对摩西说：我是自有永有的，又说你要对以色列人这样说：那自有的打发我到你们那这里来。第十五节，神又对摩西说：你要对以色列人这样说：耶和华你们祖宗的神，就是亚伯拉罕的神、以撒的神、雅各的神，打发我到你们这里来。耶和华是我的名， 直到永远，这也是我的纪念，直到万代。
It's so important to read verse 15.
非常重要咧，喺读第十五节。
This is my name forever, God says, and this is my memorial name from generation to generation.
亚伟自己话：亚伟是我的名，直到永远，这也是我的纪念，直到万代。
If you are reading an English Bible, you would see the word the Lord in capital letters. But if you are reading a Chinese Bible, you see the three words 耶和华。
但是如果你看中文圣经呢，反而你看到耶和华这个字。
I have indicated before last year, and 耶和华 is a mistranslation of the name Yahweh.
去年我已经跟大家就解释过了。耶和华这个翻译这个名字呢，是根本翻译错的，不应该用耶和华。
But why do our English Bibles have the word the Lord?
但是问题，英文圣经为什么要用个字 Lord, L-O-R-D 晒写呢？
We'll find out later.
一阵我就会解释给大家听。
But from here you know that when asked what his name is, God answered, my name is Yahweh.
当摩西问神，到底你是什么名字呢？Yahweh自己就答了，我是。
And then he said, this is the name, not other name, this is the one name that you should remember me from generation to generation.
Yahweh 好清楚告诉我们， Yahweh 就是我的名字，直到永远，这也是我的纪念，直到万代。
I'd like to read to you some other important passages.
我就再读一些其他的经文。
How Yahweh God...Ask the high priest of the Jews to represent him to bring blessings on the Jewish people by calling on the name of Yahweh.
Yahweh 神呢，点吩咐以色列嘅祭司系用佢自己名 Yahweh 嚟祝福佢嘅子民。
Then Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, "Speak to Aaron and to his sons, saying, "In this way you must bless the sons of Israel."You should say to them, Yahweh bless you and keep you. Yahweh make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. Yahweh lift up his countenance on you and give you peace. In this way, you should invoke the name on the sons of Israel, and I then will bless them.
Yahweh 晓谕摩西话道，你要话俾亚伦和他的儿子说。你们要这样为到以色列人祝福，怎样讲呢？愿亚维赐福给你，保护你，愿亚维使他的面光照你，赐恩给你，愿亚维向你仰面，赐你平安。他们要如此奉我的名，以色列人祝福，我也要赐福给他们。
The high priest is supposed to call on the name of Yahweh, and in doing so, Yahweh will bless the sons of Israel.
以色列的祭司长亚伦要呼求Yahweh的名字来祝福以色列民。
I will now turn to Deuteronomy chapter 32 and verse 3.
我们现在就是去看申命记第32章第三节。生命记三十二章第三节。
This is the song of Moses.
这个就是摩西的诗歌来的。
For I will proclaim the name of Yahweh, ascribe greatness to our God.
我要宣告 Yahweh 的名，你们要将大德归于我们的神。
I will now turn to the book of Isaiah, chapter 45.
现在我要读的就是这个以赛亚书。
Chapter 45,
第四十五章。
21 to 22.
I'll
start from the middle of verse 21.
21节开始。
The middle of 21.
21节中间那里开始。
There is no other God besides me, a righteous God and a Savior. There is no God except me. Turn to me and be saved, all the ends of the earth. For I am God, there is no other.
除了我以外，再没有神。我是公义的神，又是救主。除了我以外， 再没有别神。
Verse 21, in one sentence before, you see the name Yahweh.
在这里呢21节这里呢已经看到呢亚维神的名字呢已经在这里了，不是我亚维吗？就是呢21节里面中间已经出现。
In the Hebrew Bible, God's name Yahweh occurs over 7,000 times.
亚维这个名字在希伯来圣经即是旧约呢是出现过7,000多次。
And yet every time a Jew see the name Yahweh in their Bible, they would say Adonai.
但是每次猶太人呢一看到这个名字亚维的时候呢他说出来就说 Adonai 主。
Why is that?
为什么?
They do so out of fear of sinning against God.
他们不想随意是说神的名字使到亵渎神的名字。
About 6th century before the time of Jesus Christ,After the Jews sin against their God Yahweh by idolatry,
在主耶稣出生之前六世纪，因为犹太人得罪神，他拜偶像。
The nation of Israel was destroyed by the Babylonian Empire.
因此整个犹太国呢就被巴比伦呢灭咗了。
And during the exile in the land of Babylon, the Jews began to fear God.
当流放到巴比伦的时候，犹太人开始对神有一个敬畏惧怕的心。
They regretted they worship idols instead of Yahweh.
不去敬拜神，去敬拜啲偶像。他们就是后悔了。
So they determined to forsake idolatry.
因此他们决心要除去偶像。
And they became staunch monotheists.
因此他变成了忠心的敬拜独一真神。
And out of fear of sinning against God's name unintentionally, they prohibited the Jewish people from uttering Yahweh's name.
因为他们不想得罪神，去亵渎神的名字，因此他禁止所有的以色列民不能称呼神的名字 Yahweh.
If the Jews must not utter Yahweh's name, how would they mention or refer to God?
好了，但是如果你禁止称呼神 Yahweh 的名字，怎样称呼神呢？
They do so in a number of indirect ways.
他们呢就是用间接方法去称呼神。
They use metonyms.
他用取代的名词呢来称呼神。
You have just learned two metonyms of the name of God.
刚才呢你已经学了两个取代名词是称呼神的。
Adonai, which means Lord or Master.
就 Adonai, 主, 主人。
And then Hashem, which is that name.
或者呢用 Hashem, 就是那个名字。
Or the Spirit of God.
或者呢是神的灵。
Or Holy Spirit.
或者圣灵。
Or the Word of the Lord. Or in short, the Word.
或者是神的话语。或者简短道。
All these are indirect ways to call on God. Yeah.
这些方法呢全部都是间接去称呼神的名字。
Another thing of the background you should know.
背景的知识呢另一方面呢需要你明白。
When the Jews were exiled to the land of Babylon,
当以色列人呢是流放到去巴比伦的时候
,After four generations,
过了两至四代之后
,Jews did not know how to speak Hebrew anymore.
以色列人呢已经不懂希伯来文了。
The language they knew was the local Aramaic language.
他们识什么话语呢？是用阿兰文，就是当地用的语言。
Aramaic was the language of the Babylonians.
阿兰文是巴比伦人所用的语言来的。
You can imagine when the Jews in Babylon worship God in a synagogue, they need translation.
当这些以色列人在巴比伦崇拜神的时候呢他们用阿兰文。
So starting from the Babylonian conquest, the Jews began to have Hebrew Bible and Aramaic translations of the Bible.
从以色列人流放到巴比伦开始呢，以色列人用两本，就是用希伯来文，第二阿兰文。
And then Jews also migrate as Chinese do.
如同我们中国人一样，这些以色列人呢，亦都呢慢慢移民去其他地方。
The fact that some of you were born in England because your parents migrated to England.
嗱，你哋有啲咧系土生喺英国嘅，点解咧？因为你父母移民嚟到英国啊嘛。
Some Jews migrated from Palestine southward to Egypt.
有啲以色列人佢哋咧移民到埃及。
others northward to Greece and nowadays Europe.
有啲北上去到希腊，凡至去到欧洲添。
But in ancient times, Egypt, Greece, and Europe are all part of the Greek Empire.
喺古代嘅时候，无论系埃及啊、希腊啊，甚至系欧洲呢啲全部地方咧，系俾希腊统治嘅。
And that's why Jews who migrated to these places learned to speak Greek, but not Hebrew.
所以點解咧？呢啲猶太人當佢移民到去啲埃及嘅時候咧，就唔講自己嘅語言啦，開始去講希臘話。
So when Greek-speaking Jews gathered to worship and read the Bible, they needed translations.
所以當講希臘話嘅猶太人相聚讀聖經嘅時候，佢需要希臘文譯本，能夠去明白聖經。
For you, this is not difficult to understand.
到我哋咧，我哋唔係會困難去明白嘅。
So you imagine on Saturday, on a Sabbath day.
所以你能夠可以想像喺禮拜六安息日嘅時候。
In a Jewish synagogue.
喺啲猶太人個會堂。
The Hebrew Bible would be read, and at once someone else would translate the Bible into Greek or Aramaic.
佢哋咧就會讀希伯來文聖經，就有人啦。企喺树用希腊文翻译，同埋用阿兰文嘅译翻译。
In the land of Palestine, the translation would be Aramaic. In Europe or in Egypt, the translation would be Greek.
如果系巴勒斯坦嘅犹太人咧，佢用乜嘢译本咧？佢哋用阿兰文嘅译本。如果系欧洲或者希腊嗰啲犹太人咧，佢用乜嘢翻译本咧？佢用希腊文嘅翻译本。
And when the Greek-speaking Jews produce their Greek translations of the Bible, every time they see the name of their God Yahweh, they replaced it with the word Lord.
当你讲希腊文嘅犹太人翻译一本咧，希腊文旧约翻译本，每次见到Yahweh嘅名字嘅时候咧，佢就将佢翻译成主。
So in this famous Greek translation, LXX.The name Yahweh has disappeared.
So, in LXX, you can't see Yahweh's name.
7,000 times the name Yahweh disappeared.
So, Yahweh's name is 7,000 times, you can't see it.
When the LXX became the Bible of the Christians in Jesus' time,
好了在主耶稣时代，当 LXX 成为基督徒所用的圣经的时候呢？
Writers of the New Testament didn't use Yahweh to call on God, but the word Lord.
当新约圣经的作者称呼神的时候，他们不称呼 Yahweh 神，主这个字。
So, in the New Testament, you will not see one occurrence of the name Yahweh.
所以在新约从来咧睇唔到耶和呢个名字
，But you see Lord many times。
但你不断睇到咧主出现喺新约里边。
Sometimes the word Lord refers to Yahweh, our Father。
有时喺新约主系指向耶和神噶噃。
But sometimes the word Lord refers to Jesus Christ。
但有时咧主指向耶稣基督。
This has a serious consequence. Yahweh, the name of the Creator God, has disappeared from the Bible.
咁有一个好唔好嘅效果啦。Yahweh 神呢个名字喺圣经里边咧完全消失咗。
And there is a second problem.
第二个问题系
，There is a confusion over who the Lord refers to in the New Testament.
嗰个困难咧就系啦，好混乱啊！每次讲主，你都唔知佢系讲紧Yahweh 神啊，因为讲紧主耶稣基督。
And for this reason, people began to mistake Jesus as God.
慢慢地，啲人開始就混亂啦。每次睇到 Lord， 以為呢個就係主耶穌基督。
But for those Jews in Palestine who spoke Aramaic, their Bible is the Aramaic Bible.
但係喺巴勒斯坦講阿蘭文嗰啲猶太人咧，佢哋嘅聖經咧，佢係用阿蘭文嚟睇嘅。
The Aramaic Bible are called the Targums.
阿蘭文嘅譯本咧叫做 Targum。
They would replace Yahweh in the Hebrew Bible with metonyms. And one common metonym is the expression "the word of the Lord," or in short, "the word." The Aramaic memra.
Targum 阿蘭文舊約聖經，佢用咩嘅取代詞嚟取代 Yahweh 嘅名字呢？就係用神的話語。簡單嚟講，道。阿蘭文的 memra，
So for the Aramaic-speaking Jews to say the word, they are really referring to Yahweh.
所以對於啲講亞蘭文嘅猶太人，好似你講道，佢知道係講緊Yahweh神嘅。
So when the Gospel of John talked about in the beginning was the Word, the Jews knew it's talking about Yahweh, the Creator.
因此，當約翰福音第一章嘅時候，太初有道，對講亞蘭文嗰猶太人講，佢知道道就係Yahweh神，佢哋明白嘅。
The Word refers to Yahweh, the Creator, not Jesus.
道係指Yahweh神，唔係講耶穌基督嘅。
Let's come back to Gospel of John, chapter 1 and verse 1.
嗱，我去翻約福音一章一節。
It has taken us a long time to understand some important background knowledge of the Bible.
嗱，我兜咗一個好大嘅圈啊，因為我必須咧有個背景知識，我哋先能夠明白約翰福音。
Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 1 should be translated properly as follows. In the beginning was the Word, which was a metonym for Yahweh. And the Word referred to God, and God was the Word.
应该点翻译约翰福音一章一节呢？太初有道，道就是Yahweh神，取代词，道是指神，道就是神。
When the Jews invoke a metonym, a substitute for the name Yahweh, a certain aspect of God's character is being highlighted.
当犹太人用啲代用词嘅时候，神佢个性格咧就去
A certain aspect of it is being emphasized.
就将神某一种嘅性格就好明显咧彰显出嚟。
When the Jews say Holy Spirit or the Spirit of God, it refers to Yahweh.Because Yahweh, being God, is Spirit.
每一次咧，猶太人講聖靈或者神嘅靈，佢哋知道係講緊Yahweh神，因為神就是靈。
Calling God the Spirit of God, the Jews want to emphasize that God is above all and through all and in all.
神就係超乎萬有，亦都係
穿梭喺萬
穿梭萬有。这个就是他的性格。
And when the Jews say the word as a substitute for Yahweh, what do they want to express?
当犹太人用道的时候，到底想着什么呢？
They want to say the word, God's word, is the means by which Yahweh speaks to you.
神是透过神的话语要跟我们说话，我们这班人类透过神的话语，我们能够可以明白神。
The word is God's way of communicating His will to you.
神透过个道将佢嘅旨意话俾我哋听。
He wants to communicate His love, the salvation plan to you.
佢要将佢嘅爱、佢哋嘅救恩嘅计划透过佢嘅道话俾我哋听。
By knowing the Word, you can know Him, Yahweh.
明白神嘅道嘅时候，我哋就能够认识神。
That's why this church plays so heavy emphasis on Bible study.
因此，这个教会常常读圣经是摆在首位，就是这个原因。
What is more, if a church understands the Bible correctly, the light of God will shine out.
当教会将神的话语清清楚楚是教导的时候，光在教会里面就会发出来的了。
But if any church teaches and understands the word of God incorrectly, the truth of God is being subdued.
但是任何的教会能够将这个真道啊准确去教导的时候，真理就慢慢埋没。
And this is one of the reasons why I study and teach the word of the Bible with passion. Because I know if I teach the Bible correctly, you can come into contact with Yahweh God through the teaching.
为什么我是不断努力读神的话语？因为当我们能够准确将真理教导你的时候，你们可以透过明白真理认识这位真神。
Let's turn now to Gospel of John chapter 1 and verse 14.
我们再继续看约翰福音第一章第十四节。
And the word became flesh and lived among us, and we saw his glory, glory as the only Son of the Father, full of grace and truth.
道成了肉身，住在我们中间，充充满满的有恩典，有真理。我们也见过他的荣光，正是父独生子的荣光。
Here it says, Yahweh, our creator, has come from heaven to earth.
道就是 Yahweh 神，祂是从天落到这个地上。
The person who had come down to earth from heaven was not Jesus.
从天上落到地上的位置不是主耶稣。
When Yahweh has come to earth, he has chosen to live inside Jesus.
当 Yahweh 神从天落到来的时候，他选择住在耶稣基督里面。
And in this way, Yahweh experienced human life himself.
从那时开始， Yahweh 神经历到人类那个的生命。
Jesus, the man, shows forth the glory of God, Yahweh himself.
耶稣基督能够将神那个的荣光彰显出来。
So this is why we say the Jews at the time saw his glory.
当时的犹太人就能够藉着主耶稣看到神那个荣耀。
Again, I'd like to turn you to one final passage in the Old Testament.
我们再看最后一个旧约的圣经。
The book of Exodus.
出埃及记。
And chapter 33.
第33章。
Chapter 33 and verse 18.
第十八节。
The book of Exodus, chapter 33 and verse 18.
出埃及记三十三章第十八节。
And Moses said, that is said to God, I pray thee, show me your glory.
是十八节里面说，摩西说，向亚维说，求你显出你的荣耀给我看。
Let's go on to chapter 34.
我们继续看34章。
From verse 5 to 9.
从第五节去到第九节。
And Yahweh descended in the cloud and stood there with Moses, as Moses called upon the name of Yahweh. Then Yahweh passed by in front of Moses and proclaimed, Yahweh, Yahweh God, compassionate and gracious, slow to anger, abounding in loving kindness and truth, who keeps loving kindness for 1,000 generations, and forgives iniquity, transgression and sin. And yet he will by no means leave the guilty unpunished, visiting the iniquity of the fathers on the children and on the grandchildren in the third and fourth generations. But please notice in verse 6,
请大家睇第六节。
Compassionate, gracious, slow to anger, abounding in kindness and truth.
神嘅荣耀系乜嘢咧？呢度神嘅荣耀充满怜悯、恩典，不轻易发怒，并有丰盛嘅慈爱和诚实。呢、这个就系神嘅荣耀。
The expression full of grace and truth in John 1:14 is but a short form of a detailed description of Yahweh's character in Exodus chapter 34.
在约福音里面所讲到充满恩典和真理是这么简短，就是一个简短的，是代表刚才我读在出埃及记里面这么长的神的性格，那个简短就在约福音14节看到。
The glory that the disciples of Jesus saw was the glory of Yahweh living in Jesus.
因此耶稣的门徒看到这些荣耀呢，是Yahweh的荣耀，是主耶稣身上。
Today we have read the opening words of the Gospel of John.
今天我们再读约翰福音第一章，是这个福音的前序。
The Gospel of John is the good news of Yahweh for mankind. What is the content of the good news?
约翰福音是好的消息对所有人类。到底内容是什么呢？
Yahweh has come down from heaven to earth and lived in a man, Jesus Christ.
Yahweh 神从天落到地上，住在耶稣里面。
The one who came down from heaven to earth was not Jesus, but Yahweh.
从天落到地上是哪位呢？不是耶稣基督，乃是Yahweh神自己。
What is the purpose? So that in and through Jesus, Yahweh wanted to establish a new creation.
目的如何？目的就是藉着耶稣基督 将这个新的创造能够树立。
The new creation would compose of those children of God who are born of God.
新的创造就是从神而生神的儿女。
You know, true God, the creator, is invisible.
创造主是用眼不能见到的。
No artist can paint Yahweh God.
在地上不能有一个画家能够耶和神画出来。
If you think you have seen pictures of gods and goddesses, what you see are not the true God.
如果你看到任何的图画，看到有神啊，又或者女神呢，你所看过不是圣经所讲的独一真神。
Gospel of John chapter 1 verse 18 says, No man has seen God at any time.
用福音一章十八节话，从来没有人看见神。
If you think you have seen God, the one you have seen is not the true God.
若果睇到任何嘅图画，你见到嗰位唔系独一真神。
But by looking at Jesus, the words he spoke, the things he did, you can see God.
但系透过主耶稣，无论佢所讲嘅。他所做的就将这位独一真神彰显给我们看到。
The good news is about the possibility to know God through Jesus.
福音好消息就是说，透过主耶稣，我们能够有机会，有这个可能性，认识这位独一真神。
And by obeying Jesus, we can become children of God and become part of Yahweh's new creation.
当我们信服主耶稣的时候，我们可以成为神的儿女，就可以成为神的一个新的创造。
So we must conclude.
我们必须结束。
Let us close in prayer.
我们就是安静祷告。